During Ukraine's revolution last fall, the pockmarked face of presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko evoked a character out of a spy novel. Poison caused a dramatic change in his face. In Ukraine, it is widely believed that his political enemies served him soup laced with dioxin. Whether it's true or not, that story harks back to Ukraine's dark political past. That past shapes the writing of the British writer Marina Levitska, whose parents fled Ukraine after World War II. Renee Montaigne spoke to her about her new novel, A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian. It combines both tragedy and farce.
The farce involves a lovesick octogenarian. The tragedy is the story of Stalin's brutal collectivization of farms, with bloody purges that swept away entire families. In Marina Levitska's comic novel, refugee Nikolai Maevska is swept all the way to England, which is where the story begins, years later as told by his grown daughter.
2 years after my mother died, my father fell in love with a glamorous blonde Ukrainian divorcee. He was 84 and she was 36. She exploded into our lives like a fluffy pink grenade, churning up the murky water, bringing to the surface a sludge of sloughed-off memories, giving the family ghosts a kick up the backside. It all started with a phone call.
And the phone call, of course, is Nikolai.
It is, yes.
The old man.
The old man ringing to talk about his new love, who he describes as being like Botticelli's Venus rising from the waves, golden hair, charming eyes, superior breasts.
When Valentina enters his life right at the beginning, what is the old man Nikolai's memories of Ukraine?
Well, I think for him it's become a fairy tale landscape. It's a place of dreams rather than reality. It's the place where he was young, where he was in love. And of course, it was a very beautiful pre-industrial society. When he thinks of Ukraine, especially when he hears the Ukrainian language spoken, it carries him back to that time, which is also the time of his youth.
And when he meets up with the beautiful Valentina, he sees in her something that, say, his daughter Nadja doesn't. I mean, Nadja says to her father, Ukraine isn't like that anymore. And in a way, Valentina is the exemplar of what Ukraine is now.
Yes, she is. She's an exemplar of one side of Ukraine, but of course the other side is still there. Ukraine is a country of very warm-hearted, generous people who still live close to the land and who sing and who dance. All of that is true, but what's also true is that hunger, poverty, hardship, and I suppose a new kind of a criminality that's been unleashed in the Ukraine have brought another side of people to the surface.
Nikolai and Valentina, they are a very strong characters. You can just see them right on the page.
Yes.
But it's partly how they talk. When I was reading it, I was trying to read it out loud to myself so I could get the rhythm of their voice and the funny way they spoke. Can you give us some of that?
Okay. Valentina decides that she wants a prestigious car to drive around in. But of course, father can't afford a really prestigious car. So he buys a car which was once prestigious, but is now an old rust bucket. And hence the problems that arise with it. Valentina turns on my father. You no good man. You plenty money meanie. Promise money, money sit in bank. Promise car, crap car. You demanded prestigious car. Prestigious ski auto, looks prestigious. Doesn't go, ha ha ha. Crap car, crap husband. Pooh! She spits. Where are you learning this new crap word? Demands my father. He isn't used to being bossed around. He's used to getting his own way, to being wheedled and coaxed. You engineer, why you no mending car? Crap engineer.
This is pretty much their relationship at
a certain point. I'm afraid it is.
You wonder why, besides her obvious physical endowments, you know, why does Nikolai put up with her after the first week? You know, what is it? Is it she's a whiff of the past? Is she the relatives that he could never reach who were lost in the war?
I'm very sorry to say this, but I think a lot of it is just testosterone. He wants to be young again. He wants to have a glamorous young wife.
So nothing is so grand as the sweep of history here.
Yes, but I think also that she's also very persuasive. There are plenty of times when he's on the brink of pulling out of this relationship when she sort of wheedles her way back in.
For instance?
Yes, she calls him Holubchik, and she places his hand on her breast and says, don't let's quarrel any more.
Her Holubchik.
Yes, it means a little pigeon.
At which point she tends to kiss him on the top of his head.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other character in the novel, the other running story, if you will, is the tractor. Even as the old man Nikolai is sort of turning into a lovesick teenager, he is, parallel to this, writing a scholarly treatise on the development of the tractor.
Yes. Well, it's the testosterone, really, which is fueling his passion for Valentina, is also fueling his intellect. And he's reliving his life as a young engineer and thinking, yes, I've got one more thing to contribute as an engineer. I'm going to write this history of tractors, which are very, very important in the history of the human race. They're these kind of lovely, big, slow, heavy, clumsy things that lumber up and down in the fields. We think they're not so very important. But in fact, of course, they really underpin civilization.
Of course, as we discover in the end, the coming of the tractor heralded the death of millions of Ukrainians.
Yes, it did. Stalin's dream was to feed the people in the factories, to grow the industrial base of Russia. And to do that, the agriculture also had to be industrialized. The people in the countryside were sacrificed for this aim. The food was taken, the seed corn was taken, everything was taken to Moscow. It was exported around the world even, but actually people at home starved.
Up to 7 million Ukrainians starved to death. To the question, how does a survivor go on? Marina Levitska offers one release from tragedy, the simple pleasures of everyday life. For the old man Nikolai, not grand passion, but taking up yoga.
Well, I think in the book, the human spirit does triumph. The human spirit can endure terrible tragedies and can still go on and can still produce art and poetry and gardens and soup and tractors.
Marina Levitska's new novel is called A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne.